Hello.
Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien returning your call. How may I assist you?
Yes, Damien. What company are you with?
We are a third-party call center. We service hundreds of merchants and thousands of products for their customer service lines. Can I please get your first and last name?
Sure, it's Barbara Kneeneighbor. And the reason I'm asking is because I saw a charge on my bank account from a company that I don't know who it is, and it had your phone number.
Can I get you to spell the last name, please?
Sure, it's Kneeneber.
Can I get your zip code, please?
Oh gosh, 35980. I had to stop and think.
Do you know a William?
That's my husband.
Can I get you to confirm the address for security purposes, please?
2883 Horton Nixon Chapel Road.
Thank you. I'm waiting for it to load in the transaction and billing information.
Okay. It was really weird. It's dated for tomorrow.
I see that a order was placed for a drone via a survey for $9.97. It was stated within the terms of agreements that it was a gift to get him to enroll into the discount membership club, where he has a chance to win items monthly. People do win those items, but it is not guaranteed. So they issue a $199 voucher sent over to his email that he can use for their online shopping store.
For $39?
Yes, that was the fee for the fitness app. I do see that the fee for the discount membership club had been declined. It was stated within the terms of agreements that it would enroll him into the fitness app.
Can you hold on? He needs to hear this because I think he misunderstood. Okay. Can you repeat that for him? Hold on one moment. Honey.
Yeah.
This charge has something to do with that drone thing and some kind of fitness deal to go with it.
Hello.
Hello. I see that a order was placed for a drone via a survey for $9.97. It was stated within the terms of agreements that it would enroll you into a fitness app. They would have sent you an email so you could create a username and password to start using the app.
That's all new to me. I didn't know of any of that information. I was told, I read the an email that says that if I take the survey, that I was eligible to select one of, I think, 10 different gifts. And I took a survey, and the little drone is the item that I chose.
It was stated within the terms of agreements. Is there anything I can do to assist you?
Well, yeah, because I don't understand what a charge of $39 to Ultimate Apparel is all about.
That is the fee for the fitness app.
What is a fitness app?
It has videos and tutorials for workouts, a community you can engage with, offer your fitness journey?
Oh, well, I'm 72 years old. I'm not into any fitness journey. I tell you what, you give me a return address and I'll make sure that this drone gets back to you safe and sound. I'll even insure it. But I'm not into any kind of a fitness thing. I was not aware of any of that.
We do not accept returns due to COVID. We no longer have a return warehouse. I'm going to go ahead and cancel this, so you're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us. I can offer you a 35% refund as a courtesy, for this was a valid charge stated within the terms of agreements.
Well, I don't have any terms of agreement in front of me. Go ahead.
I can offer you the website where the order was placed so you can review those terms and agreements, and I can issue you a 50% refund as a courtesy, for this was a valid charge stated within those terms of agreements.
Why can't you just refund me the whole thing and I'll just return the drone to you? That sounds to me like some kind of a hidden game that you're taking advantage of people. I mean, why don't you just do the right thing? I was unaware of all this stuff.
We do not accept returns due to COVID. We no longer have a return warehouse. The best I can do is offer you a 50% refund as a courtesy, for this was a valid charge stated within the terms of agreements.
Is there any way I can speak to your supervisor?
We all follow the same protocols. My supervisor would be able to assist you in the same way that I could.
So what are you telling me? I'm on the hook for $20?
I can issue you a 50% refund, which would be $20 refunded back to you.
That's what I'm saying. $20 refunded back. You keep $20 and I get nothing out of it except I'm down $20.
The drone has left the warehouse. It is on its way out to you. And that item is...
I already got the drone. I got it today. I just opened up the package. I haven't even taken the drone out of the package. I just opened up the envelope to see what was in it. Okay? That's all I've done. I unzipped the bag that the drone came in. I looked at it. It's like, oh, that's that drone that they say I won because I took a survey. It's sitting right over there on the chair. Haven't done anything with it. I just don't think this is right the way you are saying all in the small writing that somebody didn't read every last word, that you're taking advantage of people. It's just not right.
I'm sorry you feel that way, sir.
Well, you know it's the truth.
The best I can do is offer you a 50% refund.
Well, if you're offering me a 50% refund, why can't you just refund the whole thing to me?
Because it was a valid charge stated within the terms of agreements.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Send me an email giving me the confirmation of the refund. And what's the name of your company again?
You were billed by the Discount Membership Club.
That's the name of the company, Discount Membership Club?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Send me an email with a confirmation for my refund, please.
Yes, sir. You will be receiving an email that will confirm the cancellation and refund. You will be receiving...
What email do you have?
We have the email on file bn357@bellsouth.net.
Okay.
You will be receiving your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
All right, and how will that refund come?
It'll go directly into your account after 3 to 5 business days.
So it'll show up back into my account automatically?
That is correct, yes, sir.
All right.
Thank
it's
you
wrong. You know you guys are wrong, but I'll be looking for my refund. It's wrong the way you're treating people.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.